Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I'm going to look ahead now to some of the best TV and cinema releases for the month ahead, and I'm joined in the studio by producer and director Brian Redden and freelance arts journalist Aoife Barry. Lovely to see you both this fine Friday.
Yes,
now, first up today, it's the latest Disney remake in cinemas now. Let's have a listen.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world.
The Little Mermaid, Aoife. Lots of people saying, did this really need to be remade?
Yeah, Disney have been doing a lot of remakes of the kind of classic animated films. I think some people would be wondering why they are. I definitely, at the start, was like, do we need live action? But I suppose there's a new generation there and a lot of kids that maybe kind of want to see something in a live action way and not see the animation. And also, there's a lot of time and effort put into these. They look beautiful. I went to see this with two big Disney fans. I'm not someone who is steeped in the Disney world myself. There was crying, there was laughing, there was repeating the lines. Like, I think if you're a big Disney fan, you'll love it. No matter what comes out of it. The key to the Little Mermaid remake is Halle Bailey. I'm sure she gets this all the time.
She's the voice.
Halle Bailey, who was a young singer, beautiful voice. Herself and her sister are musicians, so they had their own, you know, music career. And she plays Ariel, the Little Mermaid, and she's just gorgeous in that role. You know, she's real, I suppose, vulnerable as a character, but also strong when she needs to be. And it's a remake of the original. So you get the exact same story. There's no major changes. There's some new songs. Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton is involved in it. There was some criticism when the initial trailers came out because it looked a little bit dark and murky visually on the screen. But actually, when you go to see it, you realise that's just one small part of the film when they're under the water in the cave where Ariel hangs out, where she keeps all of her items that belong to humans because she's fascinated by humans. And that is why she ends up having a spell cast on her by Melissa McCarthy, who plays her aunt Ursula. Javier Bardem plays her dad, King Triton. And they're really into the roles that they're playing. I particularly like Melissa McCarthy. She's really good as evil Ursula. So it's really enjoyable. I think if you're a big Disney fan or if you've got young kids, you've never seen the original,
that's one to go. It's going to tick every box there. Now, on to something a little darker. Black Mirror, Charlie Brooker. 4 years since the last series, and now we have a new season just announced for Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know when it's going to. They're very mysterious about Black Mirror, you know. So it's on this month on Netflix, but they haven't actually said what date it's coming out, but it'll be definitely in June. So this is season six, the much anticipated season six. And again, it's very difficult even to know what's going to be in it. But if anyone's Black Mirror, I think is the best thing on television in the last 10 years. Now, have you seen it? Do you
no.
like it?
I was going to say, I'll fight you on that with Succession. But anyway.
We were just talking about Succession outside. I have issues with that. But anyway.
We won't get into
this. This is for another day.
I started watching it with the subtitles on, trying to figure out what the hell they're talking about.
I watch everything with subtitles on now because I'm very old.
I just watch
because
I'm confused.
We'll blame it on the scriptwriters and not on our...
Hang on, what are they saying? In Black Mirror, well, Black Mirror is a bit of that as well. It's very hard to understand what's happening in Black Mirror sometimes as well, because each story, so Black Mirror, for anybody who hasn't seen it, it's on season six now. Also, there's a movie, but it's an anthology series. I suppose the best way to describe it, it's very much like what the Twilight Zone was back in the day. If you remember the Twilight Zone, every story is different. There isn't really any threads that run through each story. They're standalone pieces, so you can watch one episode and you get a good kick out of it. It's usually about technology. It's usually about technology going wrong. The Black Mirror in the title is your phone. So that's really what it's all about. It's about looking at your screen all the time and how we've spent our life looking at the black mirror reflecting in the phone. So that's the theme of it, and the theme is that technology has taken over our lives to a ridiculous extent. So each episode is very, very different. It's been created by a guy called Charlie Brooker. They're dark, sometimes they're quite sinister, sometimes they're quite violent. In this new season, there's fantastic actors in it. Salma Hayek is in one, Rob Delaney's in another, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad is in another one. They're all very different. It's hard to know know what they're about. The trailer is very, you know, it doesn't give too much away, mm-hmm. but it looks really intriguing. And okay. like based on what he's done before, like they're all on Netflix now, so I highly recommend going back and
going
watching
back and
them.
Looking at them.
They're short enough, they're under an air, they're all very different, really unique okay. series.
But as for the new season, we don't know when it's coming out, apart from the fact that it's this month,
it's
and we don't know what
June.
It's about, but we think it'll be good.
I don't know when it's coming out, I don't know what it's about, don't know anything about it.
17th of June, we've just found
17th
out.
17th of June.
There we go. But we still don't know what it's about, but it's likely to be good. That's Black Mirror. Now, Aoife, back to the big screen. This is everyone's favourite quirky filmmaker, Wes Anderson. This is Asteroid City. Let's take a listen.
Are you married?
I'm a widower, but don't tell my kids.
You're saying her mother died 3 weeks ago?
Let's say she's in heaven, which doesn't exist for me, of course, but you're Episcopalian.
In my loneliness, I learned to give complete and unquestioning faith to the people I love. I don't know if that includes you, but it included my daughter and your 4 children.
Sometimes I think I feel more at home outside the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, wow. Me too.
They're strange, aren't they? They're children. Compared to normal people.
Yes, that's correct.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast.
All I know about this is there's a lot about it on TikTok with people making Wes Anderson style videos.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to bring up. If you've seen any of those yeah. TikToks or reels where people pretend that they're making Wes Anderson videos because he's such a distinct style. I really love his framing. So everything in the frame is always just perfectly placed. The mise-en-scène is amazing. The colours are unreal. And because of that, he's kind of easy to copy in one way, you know, on TikTok, because you can see what he does and try and replicate it. You'll never get to be as good as he is. But this particular film, Asteroid City, looks as luscious and beautiful as any of his other works. What's really interesting about it, though, is that it's set in 1955. It's about a group of young students and parents who gather in this fictional American desert town for a junior stargazer convention. That's what we were told when the first trailer came out. But as the reviews from Cannes have come out, it actually turns out, as one reviewer calls it, it's a film about a TV show about a play within a play. So there's a lot of stuff going on in this film, which is very Wes Anderson. And the themes in it are very familiar to you know anybody who's watched his other work. There's grief, there's family, and there's a widower played by Jason Schwartzman who's trying to figure out how to tell his parents that their mother has passed away. So it's quite dark stuff happening in it, but then there's a lot of kind of light interactions between the other characters, and maybe he falls in love with Scarlett Johansson's character. That seems to be a bit of something that goes on there. So I think if you're someone who finds his style a little bit twee, I mean, you're going to get something that you probably don't like here. But if you're someone like myself who just loves how he makes films and all the attention to detail, Asteroid City looks like yet another step up for him in his career.
Okay, and that's out in cinemas on the 23rd of June. Now we're going back to Netflix for you, Brian. This is a 3-part documentary chronicling the career of everyone's favourite bodybuilder turned action film star turned California governor. It's Arnold.
I sold myself on that stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Arnold Schwarzenegger!
Thousands of people screaming, Arnold, Arnold, Arnold. And when you visualize something very clearly, you believe that you 100% can get there. There was a lot of things they had to learn. Obstacles that they had to overcome. You can get an injury, then all your athletic stuff is over. But the only thing that no one can take from you is your mind.
I think I'd like this, despite myself.
Yeah, do you know what? Like, you see for the trailer, it sounds a bit gung-ho and you can do whatever you want, just overcome the adversity and all this. And you think, oh, jeez, do I need to listen to that for 3 hours? But actually, you know, it's really good because Arnold, you know, like him or absolutely hate him, he's had an amazing career and he has overcome an awful lot of stuff to get where he was. Like, first of all, he's a bodybuilder, obviously. So he's Mr. World, Mr. Universe, all of these titles. He arrives in America. He can't even speak English when he arrives in America. Like, he can't even speak English. And within 10 years, he's the number one box office star in the world. And then goes on to become one of the most popular, you know, governors that California ever had. He's a Republican governor, but, you know, he's got very kind of democratic sensibilities, you know. So, like, his career has been absolutely amazing. What's interesting about this is he's not just blowing his own trumpet, because he has a bit of darkness there. Like, his father was a member of the Nazi party in Austria, you know, and he doesn't shy away from that. Mm-hmm. He also was accused of lots of steroid abuse. He doesn't shy away from that. He's a serial womanizer. He doesn't shy away from that. His marriage fell apart after he had an affair with his housekeeper. He doesn't shy away from that. So he deals with all of these things in the document. You think, like, he produces himself, so you think that he would leave all the dark stuff and all the nasty stuff to one side. But in fact, he doesn't. He mm-hmm. embraces it and does talk about it quite openly and quite honestly. So I think that's what makes it quite endearing, you know. He's such a terrible actor. Like, he's in this new He's in this new series now called Fubar. Yeah. Oh my God, he's atrocious in it. Yeah. And he's trying to do comedy in it. It's just, it's unbelievable.
I couldn't
literally
watch
it's like
that.
Watching
watch
a piece
Fubar.
Of furniture.
I couldn't watch that, but I could probably watch
it. Yeah, but it's really interesting because, like, and he's an interesting guy. You see all his stuff online now on Twitter and on Facebook where he's talking about, you know, the war in Ukraine. And, like, he's really powerful, interesting individual. He's got very interesting ideas. And, like I say, he doesn't shy away from the nasty stuff in his life. Yeah. He talks about it and he says, I'm not perfect. This is what I am. Okay,
that's out on the 7th of June. 7th Arnold, of June. Quite simply, on Netflix. Now, very quickly, we want to mention the Gallows poll, Aoife, on BBC Two on Wednesday.
Yeah, there's two more episodes of this left over the next two Wednesdays. The first one was on this Wednesday. It's from Shane Meadows, who people might know from This Is England. He's an amazing English director. This is his first period drama. It's set in the 18th century. It's a prequel, basically, to a book of the same name by a guy called Ben Myers. And it's about an 18th century group of coin forgers. So basically, they live in a small village during the Industrial Revolution. They're really poor, really hungry, and they decide to make fake coins. And they end up basically bringing down the banking system in England by doing it. So it's really dark and creepy and weird. I enjoyed the first episode, definitely.
Okay, a couple of things for us to watch out for then over the course of the month when we're not out in the sunshine. Brian and Aoife, thank you so much.